I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Thousands gathered for the last major pro-life rally before Ireland's May 25th referendum on whether to loosen the country's abortion law. The referendum will be asking voters whether or not to repeal the Eighth Amendment, which essentially banned abortion and gave equal right to life to the mother and the unborn child. Irish bishops warn that should the amendment get repealed, the government has legislation they'd introduce that they say would make Ireland one of the most liberal on abortion in Europe. Polls currently show that the support to repeal the Eighth Amendment is at 45%, against is at 34%, and undecided is at 18%. The Hamas militant group stated that most of the protesters, 50 out of the around 60, that died on Monday were members of Hamas. The group did not provide details to whether they were militant members or civilian supporters. Israel has responded to Hamas's remarks, saying, quote, "It was clear to Israel, and now it is clear to the whole world, that there was no popular protest. This was an organized mob of terrorists organized by Hamas." Hamas criticized Israel's remarks, saying that the country was justifying killing Palestinians, quote, "just because they are Palestinians or just because they are Hamas, even if they were unarmed and defending their dignity and rights." President Trump stated that the United States has not been notified about North Korea's threat to cancel the planned summit between him and Kim Jong-un next month. North Korea had threatened to pull out of the summit if the U.S. was only interested in meeting in order to pressure them into giving up their nuclear weapons and program. Trump stated that he will still push for denuclearization if the summit goes ahead. The threat comes following North Korea's cancellation of a meeting with South Korea to protest the military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. Pope Francis has expressed concern over the increasing amount of violence in the Middle East. The Pope urged all parties to create dialogue, saying that violence, quote, leads away from the path of peace and negotiations. After addressing his sadness over those killed in protests near Gaza earlier this week, the Pope sent his good wishes to all Muslims for the month of Ramadan, which started yesterday evening. Before his general audience, Pope Francis met with delegations from the Dharmic religions, who were in Rome for an interreligious conference. The Pope stated that in times like this, when there are increased tensions and conflicts, religious leaders have a responsibility to set aside differences and work together. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.